Think about it. I talked about Israel, Rome, all over Spain, all over South America. Think about the temples in the Hindu nations. Think about places in India. Think about the Muslim nations. Think about something like the Taj Mahal. Why do people build these buildings? Why do poor people starving to death without a roof over their head right here live in the shadow of a building that cost more than anything else in the entire region costs? Two things. One, somebody's trying to impress God by sacrificially giving a bunch of money. And two, somebody is trying to present something that is transcendental to this world. A building that transcends the naturalness of this world in such a way that you feel the presence of God when you are there. Where does that come from? It comes from man's wisdom. It doesn't come from God's wisdom. Okay? Now, I will preface that by saying that God did instruct the Israelites to build the tabernacle. He did instruct them to build the temple. And yet, even in that, Stephen said that God did not live in those temples made with man's hands. Presence of God visited that place, but that's not worthy. You can't maintain God. You can't house God. God doesn't need a house. He doesn't need a roof over his head. He's so much bigger than all of this. And he goes on and he says, neither is he worshipped with men's hands, as though he needed anything. So now he begins to talk about God being the provider. Not only is he the creator, but he's the provider. Remember, the Epicureans did not like the idea of divine intervention. They did not want to think about the fact that gods and goddesses affected the lives of man. But if you've ever read any of the Greek stuff, if you've ever read the Iliad or the Odyssey or what did Virgil write? Whatever she said. How do you say it? Aeneid. There you go. Elida. I think of Elida, New Mexico. Aeneid. If you've ever read those, all those are stories about divine intervention in the lives of humans. This goddess came and helped this army, and this god came and helped this army, and Neptune did this, and Pluto did this, and all this kind of stuff. So the Stoics didn't believe that. The polytheists did. The Stoics didn't believe that. And now Paul tells them, God is the one who provides for you. Look at how he says it. It says, as though he needed anything, seeing he giveth to all life and breath and all things. Well, if he's a part of, if you're God and you're just a piece of God, he doesn't give that to you. So once again, he's talking about God being separate from his creation and yet being the provider. He's the one who gives all things. You don't give things to God. Okay? And verse 26, he tells us there, and hath made of one blood all nations of men for to dwell on all the face of the earth. Now he begins to talk about God being the ruler. He's the creator. He's the provider. And now he begins to talk about being